First and the same from last time. This is the main case I left out about a Beis Achiza. The case of the Pleiskim is causing the right tshuvas to each other is that in Bukhayin, or these other places where they have these borers, these pits, that they used to have wells inside, and they used to open up the pits every single day. Now, past numerous years, the borers never open except for once a year, but Rosh Hashanah do Tashlich, they come along, and they open up these pits to do Tashlich. The shell is, you let it open them up on Rosh Hashanah. There's a Beis Achiza, clear Beis Achiza. For mice, they only open it once a year. So the Sefer Baruch Shoma has a long tshuva on this. And he wants to ask it. He wants to say, because the Beis Achiza only helps when it's done constantly, all the time to open. Now these pits are only made to open maybe once a year. Atel Hasheni, the Kin Torah Balocho, wrote a letter. He's in the Vedat. He wrote a letter to the Baruch Shoma. And also, Amun Chaliyah wrote a letter to him. And also, Yaakov Yosef has a tshuva about it. They write, no, mice, they get a Beis Achiza, makes it safe, safe. We see it's not near a Kaboina, it's only a cover. And therefore, they hold, they let it open up these pits even once a year. So if you want to see where the Machlokes, where they write tshuvas back and forth to each other, is specifically on this case by these pits over here that they only open up once a year, they clear the Beis Achiza. Is that kisa over there, nichlin together, that's also open up on Rosh Hashanah, is a mutter? The sugya by us, the sugya of Kavod Abrius. First, start off with the basic klolim. There's one shaila always in general, when you have different heterium, is halacha hutra or the halacha dechuyo? For example, I say the Chalash say it's Machlok Yushainim, Beku won't say the halacha is Hutra, by Bekoch Nefesh, also Machlok Yushainim is a Hutra Dechuya, Beku the place can say, Mishkua said, it's Dechuya. What's the case of a Kavod Abrius? Is Kavod Abrius a case of Hutra or a case of Dechuya? Now, it's a Shiloh, but basically by our case, really there are two cases of Kavod Abrius. There's a Heter. There's a Heter of Kavod Abrius by Din Deraiso, that were Doicho, Besheva, Paiso. And then all our cases over here, by Sinman, Shinya Beit, by the case of Muxin, all the cases that are surrounding the case of Muxin, are the case of Rabbanon. So the case by a Deraisa, Bidoicho Sheva Taiso, Meister Machloik is a Shalom among the Achoinim, it's a Hutra Dechuyo. However, the passion is by the case of Muxo, and the case of Rabbanon, Apisor Yutaino, that what's the Swar? You make Exer Rabbanon, and then be mad to make into Dechuyo. There's no real swear for it, and therefore numerous Achoinim want to help between the Reis and the Rabbanon. But by case of Kavod Abrius, that's a case of the Reis of Sheva Taiso, or in Maisa, could be a case of Dechuyo. However, when the case is only the Rabbanon by Mimukso, the case will be a Hutcho. And they want to bring a Loshin that by us in Sifyud, the Mechab brings down Loshin the Gemara. The Gemara discusses the case of Avonim, but in Arai, what's the Loshin in the case? The Gemara says, Lo Gozu Be Rabbanon. The words of the Gemara is, Lo Gozu Be Rabbanon. Napshat is a Gzero, that's Mutter. They want to point out by Kavod Abrius, the Gemara's Loshen by us is what Kavod Abrius is Doicho. Who is a Doicho? Tchuyo. That could be a case Deraisa, Rashi brings out the Maramokim from the Salamto. Might be a case Tchuyo, which is a Shiloh. But the case of Muxo, the case of Bin Ara, the words of Machab and Sefiut, and the Gemara's words are, Legosu Berabonim. They want to say it's a case of Hutro, by case of Jabonim. There are different Nafkaminas. One basic Nafkamina is interesting Shiloh. Let's say you have a head to cover the Brias. You still have to Kapara, you still need Tshuva for it or not. So there is a Chavasiyah in Tshuva, but he writes, by the case of Koch Nefesh and by Kavod Abrius, says even though you have a heter, you won't say you still have to, you need tshuva kapara, which is awesome. Chiddush, of course, you want to argue, Chol Pagel by the Koch Nefesh. But by case of Kavod Abrius, he says, need a case of kapara. Now, you could tie into the case of the Chavasiyah, the case of by the Raisa, it's only a case of Tchuyo. However, the Baya is, the Taisha Shabbos by us, by Muxa, says, he starts off Sukkot Aleph, he brings down the Chavasiyah, and says, by the case of Avonim, he says, even though you have a heter of Kavod Abrius, still, you need kapara. That means even when you're going to come out to be mekel, let's say use your toilet paper, whatever the case is, Maisa, the Taisha Shabbos says, in the case of kapara, is the case of tshuva. And the Mincha Shabbos, and so brings down lalocha, that's the Chiddush Atzum. The Pasha, again, for the words, the Gemara is lagozu. Pasha sounds like there should be no Isser at all. And the Kavu Chaim brings it down and says, it's not near Kim and Divya Paiskim. The Paiskim does not sound like there's any in of kapara. It doesn't say which Paiskim, I'm not sure who it is. And again, it could be the Pasha, the reason why not that way, again, the words are like us, the case of Abonon, the Pasha is the only case of Kapara. Again, the Shabbat says, based upon the Chavasiyah, you need a case of Kapara. So again, so the first thing, the cloud of Kavod Abrius is Pasha is by case of Abonon, only Hutcho, the Shabbat, the Kapara, the Kavachayim will say, from the place can be only Kapara. Now, this in of Kavod Abrius, who does it depend upon? Does it depend on Kol Yochid V'Yochid? Does it depend upon the Tziba, the Klal? So the Gemara by us has a case on Pei Alpha and Beis, but let's say you have a meat stuck between your teeth, and you want to use a toothpick to pick it out. So the Gemara says, since you're in your own house, you should have it prepared beforehand. Therefore, you cannot be metatal a toothpick, which is muksa, in the case of it's muksa, only with Meichel Behema, then you can, otherwise you can't. However, it's Medur from the Gemara, but let's say you're not eating in your own house, eating by your friend's house, what's Allah? You'll have a heter of Kavod Abrius. Therefore, the Mishabrua and the Magavram bring down, and Simon Shin Chof Beis, they say, let's say you're eating someone else's house, and you want to take a piece of wood that is muksa, muksa machmas kufay, you want to use it to pick out your meat between your teeth, says the Mishabrua, it's mutter. It's mutter. Why? Because Gemara's only answering it, why? It's not in your own house, you should have had it prepared beforehand. When the other person's house, you're not prepared beforehand. Therefore, the Mishabrua says, it'll be echanami mutter. Come on, Mishabuni says, but let's say you don't care about a case of Gnai. You personally, you're not that makbid. People think it's Gnai to have both of any Shanaim. You personally don't care. So Mishabu is also. So even though you have a head of Kavod Abrius, the head of Kavod Abrius is one, for you it's Kavod Abrius. But let's say if you personally, you're not makbid, you won't have no head to. The Mishabu writes, unfortunately, when Hilchot Tzitzis and Simon Yukimo discusses the case, the Gemara discusses when your beggar is ripped, your tzitzis are ripped, you wear your tzitzis or not. The Mishabu over there says, he writes the cloud, the skimo all the maskim, the cold tali brought in the ish. If for him is a covered up priya, says Khalam will have a heter, let's say he doesn't care walking around without his tzitzis. He's not makbid. He has no busha mitzad, we're not wearing tzitzis. Says the Mishabu, you have no heter of covered up priyas. Now those two cases, the mice are cases of lechumra. The be'etim covered priyas will be makel, and mitzad you yourself, you're going to be machmer and not have the heter. The kula yeshlodin, you have the heter. Can you be fakarit? Let's say the whole item is not makbid, I'll cover the beard. There's no problem with covered beards. And you yourself have a juke and you're very embarrassed. I still won't say one to Taina, Nichol to get a covered beards. Yeshlodin, 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 if that's true or not. I don't have any chlorides to it. But the mice is certainly a chumro, you won't have any heter out covered beards if you're the mice not makbid. That means, for example, you have a drippy nose. Fine, you won't have a heter, use things that are muksa. Let's say you just don't care. Fine, that type of person doesn't care. You'll have no heter out covered beards. You'll have no heter. Another klal in the gate of Kavod Abrius is true. We're going to have a klal. We're going to have a one of the klalim is going to be a klal called Chili Yapi Mekel. But you have to go to your shochin and bother him to go get something. Let's say you need tissues. You have no tissues. You have to go to your shochin. When all the maaser can be make up on the lochas of muksa. So the maaser apisvoy your taino klal called Chili. Go to your neighbor. I saw the Birchas Yehuda wants a taino. You have a chid to go to your neighbor. So I think there's a dimin to another sugya that maybe you don't have to, but Shlomo Zalman discussed it by a case of Koch Nefesh. Let's say you want to boil up hot water you need for Koch Nefesh, or your neighbor here has hot water boiled on Shabbos. The Maaseh Bishul, the rice on Shabbos. Come along with Shlomo Zalman, the Taina is that the Maaseh, if you go to your friend, he doesn't have to give you. There's no chiyah for a person to go give you boiled hot water to save you from your Yisurim. The din of Koch Nefesh is what? Is to save you from Koch Nefesh, from Lestam Adam Re'efo. But let's say you can boil up your water yourself. Or to go get from your neighbor, so pull up yourself. I have no kid to go give it to you. Why? Because I'm saving you from Yisurim. Who said I have to save you from Yisurim? And then he says, Shlomo Zalman, when you don't have to ask him, and if you ask him, he can tell you no. So Vada, normal time, 9 o'clock at night, you do that. But 3 in the morning, Vada, what's the thing? You don't knock your door, don't bang on your neighbor's door to go get water because of Maisa, or let's say a lamp or any flashlight that's on already. You don't do that. Because Maisa, he's sleeping, you mean me to fire him, he might give it to you, but better to know that when you wake him up, he can tell you no. Go cook it yourself. And that's the case of Koch Nefesh. I think the case of Kavod Abrius is more likely, because first of Koch Nefesh is the case of the Raiso. Second of Koch Nefesh is the case of the Chuyo. So the case of Kavod Abrius is usually a case of the Rabbanon. And by case of the Rabbanon, usually it's a case of Hotra. The Chuyo are two coolers over the case of Koch Nefesh. If so, the Chuyo to go to your neighbor and go get tissues, if it's Hotra and the case of the Rabbanon, the person you go to him, he can tell you no even. Tell you no. It's not 9 o'clock at night. The correct thing is a chos that goes to his neighbor. That's the correct thing. But let's say it's to me in the morning. Go wake up your neighbor. Why you don't want even the Islam muksa using toilet paper? No, if I do not. Don't that when you wake him up, he can tell you no. Go. Why you wake me up for? Go use your own toilet paper. Leave the chor. You not have to go ask him. Even if they ask him, go tell you no. Another call simply negated covered abuse is that. Once the Gemara comes along and says a heter in the Gemara of Kavod Abrius, does the heter apply b'z manenu? Come on, the text of Shabbos says awesome chiddush. He wants a taino. Once Chazal were not glazer, it's motor. That means today you want to go to the bathroom, you use rocks. The rocks are motor. Says the text of Shabbos, no problem. I don't know exactly what to do with these rocks, The Maisa, they're not Muksa, and you go take them to the Vesak Yisai. No problem. Now that's what Taisha Shabbat says, which you think upon it, there's numerous kashas upon that. First of all, Taisha Shabbat, he's the one who says that you need kapara. See, he's the one who's saying Betzim's only really Dchuyan, Betzim need kapara, you have to tshuva. So Chazal weren't Geizer, but yet you're either an Isser, and yet even if it's not covered with you'll have a Heter. Which to me doesn't make too much sense. How can you, Taisha Shabbat, you yourself say they weren't Geizer, and it's more to even not covered with and still you have to tshuva? It's a theorem there, nearly. Why the svar shaboy doesn't make too much sense? What's the svar for that? Why the mishmur writes before shnatoy? The mishmur by kedus tzitzis, where it tells you Shabbos wants to argue by it. The Shabbos says by the kedus tzitzis you always have a heter, even if not covered abrius. Yeah, because you're not embarrassed. Says mishmur, it depends. If you're embarrassed, you have a heter. Not embarrassed, you have no heter. The mishmur clearly argues by the kedus tzitzis, where it tells you Shabbos wants to be mekel when you have no covered abrius. He wants to say echanami, they'll be off the mishmur. So first again, the klolim of covered abrius. First of all, pashtus by kedus have one in the tochio. Maisa kapara, the other one say you need a case of kapara, the Kav Chaim says not the way from Poiskim. Depends upon Yachid v'Yachid, Cholopach v'Lachumra. And also Lachura, once Chazal will make a Chubiz Manenu Mishmur saying we cannot be make a depends if you have a case of covered abuse or not. Now what is Surim are coming along to be make a? The Gemara again by us says the Lashon is covered abuse is Doicha, even the Loisa say, Shabbatayra, which is the Dakar Bashevat Haisa, Bakista Boni Imma Kumla say. Come along to the Mishnah Brua. And the Bialocha and being down with Shuas Yaakov and the Prim Rodham before that way. A lot of Dafka were one Durabonim, even two Durabonim, even a Lavin, even a Sei, even Kamalavin, I say, as many Durabonim as you want, Maisha, it's Motu. That means, in case if you're moving racks from a Kamalish to a Shushi Yaakov, if moving racks is a Kamalish to one Durabonim, a second Durabonim is Sam Muksa, so the Prim Rodham is Motu. We see clearly that we can have two Durabonim, three Durabonim, as many Durabonim as you want, Lav, I say, a Lav is no Issa Mitzad in the covered abuse. Now let's make it's not a case of the Rabbanon. Let's say it's a case of the Raiso. Kum vasei, but you make it to the Rabbanon, aide shinui. Now you personally making case of the Rabbanon, which can be numerous cases for that. For example, let's say you say toilet paper is a case of the Raiso Korea. Can you rip it bishino or not? Come over oil latin and says, there's whole taheta by covered abuse by the Rabbanon, the only one is be'ikid Rabbanon. Let's say be'ikid is the Raiso. And you come along and rip it bishinoi, there's no heta. Because the ikkah, the melacha that you've etzim doing is the melacha d'oraisa, and doing kum vasei, and he says you cannot rip toilet paper with a case of a shinoi. Now, that's what the Ohr LeZion says. The Maaseh Shmir Shabbat says you can't rip a shinoi. And he has numerous ma'amar klimas. One ma'amar klimas, Shavuot says, by case of picking your teeth, when you go to your friend's house, he says you can use a case of muksa. So the Shaar HaTzion, only case of muksa, but let's say the piece of wood is not ready to pick your teeth. Says the Mishnah Berurah, do crack it biyad. Crack beyond the case of a shinoi, of making it roy to be a toothpick. It's a shinoi on a deraisa, Mishabura says, from the Prima Godom, it's mitzad lahokal. So you see the Mishabura says, even by a shinoi deraisa, bring down the Prima Godom, it's mitzad lahokal, to make all its covered up ears. You could maybe bring another ayah, Mishabura brings down and says zayin, by the case of Yavarak, that you want to smooth out, machgi, it shouldn't hurt you, says Mishabura to kalachiyad aide shinoi. So you're doing a case of machik, aide shinoi, it's mutter. Dilma myself, I don't think it's a riot. There's a case mitzad hezek, not mitzad covered abrius. It's going to hurt. It's hurting you. Therefore, you're doing it to smooth it out. But well, myself, Mishmur is saying myself shincha beis that you can do something b'shinoi and be'ikul come on all the swam go that way. That let's say you have to rip toilet paper. They say you do a b'shinoi, not like the Ohr LeZion, and they understand the gedder of the malacha they have a right to do on Shabbat mitzad covered abrius is one drabonon. Even if it's the right stuff, you make a drabonon. Are they shinoi that also makeel? However, there is one drabon the place can be very clear to be machmer by mlocha she'en tzrich l'gufay. We see by numerous cases by mlocha she'en tzrich l'gufay that we learned last month, we have numerous chumras to it. One, the chumras, the place can point out, there will be no heter of covered abyss by mlocha she'en tzrich l'gufay. Again, we pass him as a case of drabonon. The case you're talking about taking on a mace. That's where they're coming from. Mlocha she'en tzrich l'gufay, mace to mace. So, it's only Mlocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, and still, we're being Machmer only the Goy, all the cases.
Where would they put the Kvod HaBriyas on
it? Sorry?
Where would they put the Kvod HaBriyas in the Kvod
HaBriyas? Well, that's if it's for a person. Let's say a person has a Kvod HaBriyas. Kvod for the Chayim. Now, this had to get him covered. Abriya, suppose to discuss, if the case of a Pshia, let's say you cause it to yourself, the Prima Gorma has the end of Simon Shin Ches, because of the case where a guy took his coat and he hung it up on the menorah and therefore came case of muksa. He wants to take off the coat off the menorah, be metal to muksa. So there the Prima says, he might, even though you have a head to cover the Brias, because he's a coat for outside, he's freezing cold, people see him walk around without a coat, he says, since he's a Pshir, you have no head to cover the Brias. Only the term over here in Shinya Bay is Dafkuin, not a Pshir. If you're Pshir, you have no head to cover the Brias. Lack of knowledge, I mean, Mutter can be, there's Mutter, there's no problem. But if some you're Pshir, you won't have this head to. Why the person is called, you're a head to as Oinik Shabbos? No, the head to Dafkuin as cover the Brias, not Oinik Shabbos. No halacha negate to cover the bias. It's more about the case of a mir la'akum. Asking a guy, mir la'akum in and of itself is a case to avonon. By mir la'akum, to ask him to do a case to avonon, does that matter a malacha deraisa? So the mefushim mishnebura and simin shin beis, over the mishnebura discusses a case where you have dirt upon you, mluchluch, and to rub it off the tit is a problem with tat toichen. So come along the Mishabura over there says, since the Malacha she'ain't Srichel Gufari, which is Abonon, and it gets covered up Briya, then you can go, it's good to go do it for you. That's what him and the Chayodim, Tver, so they all say, they made it Sirv, Amir Lakim number one, Malacha she'ain't Srichel Gufari number two, and therefore they're a Makel. So the Shaila is the Mishabura Makel by Amir Lakim only B'tzirv and not B'tzirv. There's a similar case, the Sholomeshev El Amaisa, who was on Yom Kippur, a guy went to the Beis Akisei with a kittel, came out, and his kittel had Tzoya upon it. Now, you gotta wear this kittel on Yom Kippur, who should not to have it, or maybe it was a chazan, but the Eshi El Maisa, what to do? So the Shalom Eitzah said, cover the Prius, go tell God to go wash it off for you. A case of the Raisa. And the Lachonim bring down the Shalom Eitzah of Kav Chaim, Nezir Sol, others bring down the Mincha Shabbos, to bring down the Shalom Eitzah that had a case of the Raisa of Amir Lakum. So the Shal is, does this Shalom Eitzah agree with the Mishnah Berurah? So some Lachas won't say that he disagrees. Rosh Shabbos wants to say no, they agree, it's just that case, the Mishnah Berurah granted the case of Malacha Shein Tzichul Gufay. We want to tell that even the Mishnah Berurah could agree by Amir La'akim by case the Reis will be Mutter also. But comes out, Amir La'akim by Kavod HaBriyas by the Rabbanon Avad it's Mutter. Even by Malacha Shein Tzichul Gufay is Mutter. The only shall is Amir La'akim apply by case of the Reis. Just to say some practical cases make it very, the Gerbedover. One case of Simcha Bonim brings down a case, the guy made a Shalom Zochi, he had no drinks. He wants to know, can he go tell the guy to go buy from the store, bring it to his house? Simcha Bonim Paskins and say for Mir Lakim, go tell the guy to go buy it. Mechamemka is a case of Rabbanon. So go tell him to go buy it, go bring it to Shalom Zohar. They'll cover the priest, they'll push him not to have drinks or Shalom Zohar. Which, by a lot of people assume yes, some people assume no, but I can hear this well. Why a case of cover the priest? Another case Simcha Bonim brings down is a case where your alarm goes off in your house. The police come, check it out, everything's fine. Now they ask you for your coat to turn it off. Tell them you can't, Shabbos. My son, what do you mean you can't? You know, it's a very loud sign, everyone hears it going on for an hour, is there a heter? So one of his attorneys says, the maestro, you can tell me first of all the whole electricity is maybe to our bottom. So we're setting upon that, go tell the guy, I'll cover the priest, go tell me your coat and turn it off for you, no problem. I had to be tied cover the priest of Amir Lakim, and also in the staff, the case of our bottom, of a case of a chashmal. A case that happened to me personally, is that Echum Bnei Mishpacha by the Ofrof, they forgot to bring Pekalach from the house to the shul. So I was one of the shluchim who went to the Rav to defend the reason why Shmi Mutter go ask Goyda go bring it from the house to the shul. So the Rav explained to him the matzav. He told the Rav it's big cover of Prius because some people in the family would be extremely embarrassed and will not even show up. And we said, of course, Kesh Jabonon, because Ik the Mishabur Paskins, going from one Rosh Hashiyachah to another Rosh Hashiyachah, Derek Rosh Hashirabin, is a case of Jabonon. So the Meister, can we make it? And the Rosh says, I know the Mishpacha, and Echanami, no problem. Cover the Bias. And then that's really it. Got a guide, go take him to the house. The Meister, he stops Rosh Hashirabin, that's going doing it by himself. So he did not tell him, he told him to do a case of Jabonon, at cover the Bias, and go bring it. Fine, these are cases. What? That's Muksa, we'll get to that, okay, that's something else. We'll get to that, something else. By those cases, negate to Amir La'akim, again, come on, all cases by Amir La'akim, you can always make the Rabbanon. Why they tie the, go tell the guy, any case you have to do a Malach by guy, go tell him to do a Bishinoi, so you always can make it into the Rabbanon. So if she, you can always do a Amir La'akim by the Rabbanon, by the rest of the Shalom Amir La'akim, can you pass it all cases you usually make into the Rabbanon by Amir La'akim? You want to? I myself can bring it from the house to the shul. The pekel kenzai maybe, but that was there was a kal kal tchilo. She's doing her bonus. Yeah, Mishavur's case. No, there's no. If the case nifl had to tar godel, fine. It's nifl tar godel. Yesh line pekel off nifl had to tar godel. No, only Makam Mitzvah, the Baal Iter, but Tzir, no, but Eruv Avinu, no. No, even that, no. No, we don't only like the Baal Iter, no. By the Rabbanans, we are. Mishwa Avinu, the Baal Iter, number one. Right? But Moshe said only Tzir, called Makam Mitzvah, Makam Oni Shabbos. You have two things over there by Baal Iter. That won't be enough for the Reis. Oh, so then you have to start judging what's going to cover the Beis and Tzir. Of course, there are different ways to Mechal Tzir. Shouldn't
it go up?
Shin by Goy, it'll be a case by if it's covered up here. Yeah. I'm saying there must be, there's a chilek between the two. And you'll tell me later the chilek. Lamdan like you, not a shayla. I'm saying a lamdan like you will tell me the chilek. That's exactly what I'm saying. Fine, again to us, like, in the case of the Beis HaKisa is, the first is very clear from the Paiskim, Beis HaKisa being down, that our Beis HaKisa personally, there seem to be three different types of levels of Beis HaKisa. One is that it's your own personal Beis HaKisa. Let's say there's no one home for Shabbos, you went to a hotel, you're by yourself, and no one's going to use that Beis HaKisa. It's your own personal one. The second level of Beis HaKisa, that's yours, well, Oyd Yubnei Mishpacha uses it. And the third level, that's a public Beis HaKisa, in the shul, in the yeshiva, that's a public Beis HaKisa. Three different levels. Based on three different levels, comes along the Gemara asks, what's the chilub of the case of the kisa and the toothpick, in the case of the Beis HaKisa, one will make a mitzad muksa, one will make mitzad muksa. The Gemara answers, why could by Beis HaKisa, you want to Adam Kvei Mokla Beis HaKisa? Masha, you're going to sue the Adam's Kvei Le Mokla. The way Rashi explains, is by a case of Beis HaKisa, you go here, go there, you have different Beis HaKisas to use. Therefore, you do not have to prepare beforehand. Masha, inking the Suda, it's always in the same place. Hoyle, the Hachon Shoma Esmo, you should have prepared it yesterday. You should have prepared it yesterday. They have a paste upon this Rashi, and taste it before Shoei in Sukkah, Gois Oshri, Gois Maimonides, Rishonim, they discuss what happens when you have your own personal Beis HaKisa. What's the law on that case? The Gois Maimonides says, if you have your own Beis HaKisa, even the name of Shpocha, use it, Lamaisa, he's a Machmer. That's the Gois Maimonides. However, Taisvis did not go that way, and the Gois Oshri did not go that way. Come along, Taisvis says that if your own personal Beis HaKisa, Lamaisa, you cannot, and you forgot to have tissues there, Lamaisa, you're stuck in Shabbos, you have no head to Muxa. Why you should have thought about it? How come Esmol should have prepared the day before, and Maisa did not prepare the day before? Therefore, you're guilty, you're Psheya, and therefore it's also, and therefore you cannot move Muxa on Shabbos. That's what Taisvis says. However, he says, however, let's say B'nai Beisla uses it, he says it's more term. Now, what is the reason why B'nai Beisla uses it, makes it, why did it have to be some Muxa? And you read Taisvis, he says one reason, you read the Gois Oshri, he says a second reason. Big enough Kamino. Taisvis says, you know what the reason is? Because even if you prepare tissues, they'll come and use it. They'll take it away, so you have nothing left. Fine, that's the reason. Gois Oshri says, you know what the reason is? Because if you come to use a bathroom, someone else is already there. They're already using your bathroom. So you'll have to go somewhere else. So even if you appear there, you won't be able to use that bathroom. You have to go somewhere else. Nafkamina, let's say, you won't go somewhere else. You use this bathroom. If they say they come and use it up, you'll have a heter. If they say it's what, you have to use, go somewhere else, let's say you won't have to go somewhere else. You won't have the heter. So come along with Avne Yashub, and he calls it B'Yashub, and the is, the Ikir is a Gois Oshri. And therefore, B'Yashub says, let's say you have a lot of people in the house, and therefore you'd love to use this Beis HaKisa, Echanami, then you have a heter. But otherwise, you have one or two other people in the Beis HaKisa, you have no heter. Yeah. You're not going to go somewhere else. You just wait 2 minutes, wait 3 minutes. And then you take your turn. You have no heter. Even in our bathrooms, our house, if they base it, you won't have heter. Wait 2-3 minutes. You're not going to go to the other bathroom. You're not going to go to the neighbor. You'll tell the person, let's go and get out. Let's go to the next person. The Yashka says it over. He says, by your name is Bocho, you tell them, get out already. You just tell them. By your Chavem, you're embarrassed. You don't do that. You can go somewhere else. Name is Bocho, you just tell them. You know, you're not embarrassed. Tell them to get out. Get out. Kacha. Okay, no, again. They don't want to tie that. Even we pass like the Gois Oshri, and they want Taina, therefore, in a base of their house, you won't have a heter if you tell them to get out. There's a third sheet here. So again, we have the Gois Maimonides that says, it's always Oshri house. You have Taisha and the Gois Oshri says, you say this, and they base and motor, it depends what the reason is. Now, the grass guy says both reasons down. Being on both reasons, could be held to both reasons. But finally, we actually want to say the Ikkari and the Gois Oshri, which I'm not sure why. You read the Mogar Rum, you read Taisha, I'm not sure why they're saying the Ikkari and the Gois Oshri. There's a third Malach over here. Come on, the base says. He ends up saying, Meister Timus Apaiskim says, once the Meister is Mutter, and all Beis HaKisa, whether it's private, or Bnei Beis or it's public, the Meister once Chazal is Mutter, the Meister is Mutter. And that's how the Mishabur brings down from the Eliyahu, that he's Mitzah that way. Once the Lepush says, The pshan is sugar. The pshan is sugar. Lahavel the sugar. Daitai. Therefore, the rabbis make the bushes make. And the choshulchan says the maiti wants to hotu hotu. He wants. It says, what do you want the guy to do? He wants to come there and tell him we have to be machmir. The circle service covered the bris. Circle service. Now, what do you want the guy to do? And therefore, the choshulchan comes out to be makel. The maiti read the mishnah. The mishnah brings down two sides. He does the paskin. He brings down the magravam who's machmir. He brings down the eli rabbi and mitzad lahakol. He has two sides. That means pashiyot taina. The person should be machmir. Why? It might say two sides over here. Shal, muksa, muksa, chomet, gazach. And the maisa, what's the recite to be had to? To makel. The maisa, the two reasons why to makel. First of all, like the Archon Shulchan says, what do you want the guy to do right now? So, he's stuck in this situation. The oind, there's a kivega over here. Kivega says, even the mogar of is being machmer, don't like, case have a suke daite. But let's say he's shokach, he forgot about it. Awesome chiddush. He's shokach, and we'll say, even the mogar of Rom agrees with the oindness, and the oindness, everyone agrees with mutter. The whole entire side over here, why to be machmir, why should prepare the day before. But let's say it never even entered the mountain, you forgot about it, you want to say shock, even the Mogavon is makel. That means it comes out, if you're psheo, you said the people God even greet is also. If it's shokach, even greet is motor. The case over here with the machlokes is, of course, in between case, where you knew about it, but you should have done it, but you just said, no, on Shabbos, you know, I'll move moksa. In that case, it sounds like that's where the machlokes over here is. Also, I'm not exactly sure what the machlokes is. What? That's Pshaya. So where's this case of Shokach?
He had a mind to do, you think?
So what's the case? Kivaga says, Mogavam agrees by the case of Shokach. So what's not the case of Shokach? I'm not sure what happened. Mishabun did not bring down Kivaga. So if he forgot the Shokach, I'm going to be his motor. So where's the case where we're coming along to say that the Machlok is between the Eliab and the Mogavam? I'm not sure what the case is, Chloe. Because if it's Pshaya, people are going to say the Vadatasar. If, again, lest they don't agree with each other, Kivaga and Prima Gordon. Prima Gordon says, Pshaya, Vadat Sase. If it's Shaka, Kivaga says, Vadat Smotu. So where's this in between? You're like, it's an in between level over here. Most times, I assume you're case of Shaka. Like, you knew about it, but you didn't really forget, but you should have done it. Maybe you thought someone else should have done it. I'm not sure where this in between level is. Or where this in between level is. Again, lest we don't hold the likes of Kivaga. But he sends you in before Shimon Shin and Hey, and he brings up the Lacha Titus Simon Yo Gimel. He says, I haven't agreed to this, you said. It's Oro. Fine, Maestro, we have a Hetzel, we have Muxa. Which Muxa of Maestro are coming to Matu? We have different levels of Muxa. We have Plishimach Disser, we have Muxa Machmas Kuva, we have Kesef Sar Kis. Which Muxa in the Sugar are coming to Makel inside the Hetzel of Kovet Abrius? First thing was very clear, discussing case of Avonim. Avonim are muksim machmat skufay. Mishibua starts off Avonim who didn't serious or shy dover. That means we have a heter of muksim machmat skufay, a heter of kovad abrius. By klishul machmat isa, do we have a heter? So the chuya say do not even have to come onto the set of kovad abrius. Why? It's mutu mitzad tzar kufay tzarch mekayma. It should be mutu across the board. The baya is the gemara says a case of meduchah ktano. Machlokes Yeshanim what that means. Come along, Rashi. Rashi says it's a klishul malachta leitzer. That's usser letaltol. And therefore, you cannot move it. The kaneich atatzmoi. In fact, the Rishonim, the Ran, and Kiveger, they ask the Maisa, "Is klishim lach to itzim mutasar kufim mekaymoi?" One kasha. A second kasha of Kiveger is he says, "Why calling maducha tano the gemara daf pe alef manalef klishim lach to itzim?" You Rashi yourself said that kufchav gimel manalef the case of chasar and kiss. Okay, chasar and kiss. So you blab sarachin. To come along with Achonim, Tiladovit, Ishiyosel, Bishlamazam, and others, they want taino. A side we said by chesar and kiss. What makes something chesar and kiss? The Pesachim say, declare, is it dafka klisha malach del iser, even klisha malach del heter? Be'ikka the Pesachim say, it has to be klisha malach del iser, unless you're makatsa daf legami, like schoya, not the metatel at all. Otherwise, it has to be klisha malach del iser. So they want to answer Rashi, the two kashas answer each other. First of all, Rashi saying klisha malach del iser is also tzara kufay. Why is also tzara kufay? You know, like, Rashi saying it's klisha malach del iser, now it can be chesar and kiss. Once the chesaron kiss, it's also tzara kufay. But you put the two rashi, the two kashim from Kivaga, you put together. One is klishim malach l'iser, it's not tzara kufay because chesaron kiss. Why the chesaron kiss? Because the klishim malach l'iser. So the two rashi you put together, that's why you cannot ma'aser move it on Shabbos. Why? Because the kiss of chesaron kiss, that's also. Well, otherwise, tamazoy klishim malach l'iser vadil have a heter with akavad beit tzara kufay. Leads us to the third moksa. Chesaron kiss have a heter of kavad beit. Let's say you want to use something as a chesaron kiss, you can use it to make an echad atzmoi. So we discussed by the chesaron kiss that the basis of the beginning of the simon in simon shnefes, he starts off saying that all that by muksa machmas kufay has a list of a terem, and one of the terem is kovad abrius. Masha enkein by the case of chesaron kiss, he says there's no terem. Medayk the prima godim. there is no heter by a case of ksarim kis, any attempt of tiltal. One of the cases is even covered abrius. So again, the Pirmagam is saying there's no heter by a case of covered abrius by ksarim kis. Who are right to it? It's Maduha Ktana. The Gemara saying Maduha Ktana. We're saying what's the Gemara's case? Ksarim pris. Ksarim kis. And Ksarim kis, the only reason why what the Gemara says is you have an aid upon it. Without an aid, the Gemara is saying it's also. So before she Gemara is saying the Chorach Ksarim kis, there's no heter covered abrius. Let's take the other side first. That's what it sounds like from Rashi, the way you learn the Gemara, and that's what basically it sounds like. The Baya is, you read the Magar Vom, he brings on Shulda Gevarim, and the Mishavur is Mephorish that way. We have a case of paper. Paper in the Mishavur says, in the beginning of Shulda Chas, the place can go, in those times, the Chol Apocalypse, it's Chasar and Kiss. Says the Shulda Gevarim, the Mishavur brings down, he says, but the Maisa, let's say it's covered Abrius, he says, you need paper, that's Umilik Siva, if you're not Machbid, he says, not even Muksa. You're Mabrik Chasar and Kiss, you have a head that's covered Abrius. So Mishavur Paskin, the black and white, the Shulda Gevarim, there is a heter covered abrius by paper, even though you're machbed, even though it's ksaron kis. So you see the Mishavur Paskin that there is a heter. Come on with Tiladov and says, on you in the Beis Yosef, he says, Echlam, he wants to argue Beis Yosef, he wants to argue that there's no heter by ksaron kis. Covered abrius, he says, what do you do with the Shulda Gevarim? It's before Shulda Gevarim. It's before Shalach and Simish in your Beis, therefore it's at Tzorachin. It says, you have to learn the Beis Yosef a different way. Ayla Maisa, what do you do with the Gemara circle? So Rashi's case, I'm doing Tanak ksaron kis. So come along with Shlomo Zalman, he said, Psham, the Gemara is Eich Lami. The Gemara is not talking about a case where you need that cover beer. So you have other options. You have a case to use tissues, or to use a rack. The Gemara's case is whenever aid at the top of it, you show you've been miyachded to use for the base, like you say, then the yichid helps to make you have no ism and tzach sarin kiss. But otherwise, if you have otherwise you want to use the Maduch and Tana, you have no tissues around, Avada, you have a heter of cover beer by sarin kiss. Avada yaveh to. What's the shaila? Avada Mishavur says by paper yaveh to. So the Gemara's case, the Chinuch Shlomo Zalman is saying the Gemara's case, it comes to Asi, you need the aid upon it. It comes to Mati when you have another option, but you have no other option. Echanam yaveh to cover the bris.
The question should be asking, you're asking
what?
The question can be coming there.
The Gemara's asking in some Maduchah when you have another option. Chasar and Kis, you have no other option. You have to cover the bris. Echanami. The Gemara's not saying verse rock. The Gemara didn't discuss what's connected it. No, you use rocks that you miyachid before and use other things you miyachid, other things. But in this case, to make it oishchsarim kis, you have to miyachid it. Chiddush b'shan sugya, but that's what he says. You must answer that's b'shan the Gemara. So the Maaseh comes down with some muksa. We have a head of all muksas. We have a head of muksa of klish machlis, which is positive. We have a head of muksa machmas kufa before shalocha by the mechab by avonim, and we have a head of klish of chsarim kis before shemishna bura. That one, yes. That those two, yes. So I guess on group I know, but that one, yes. Now, this heter of being metal to moksha, there's a very basic chiddush Mishavur ends off the simon with, which is very applicable to apply the case of being metal to moksha, metal covered abrius. The Gemara and Beyer discusses about moving avonim, as making oil iron on Shabbos, metal using the rocks as a place to sit upon, and then go to use as a base of kisei. The Gemara there says to move the racks mitzad ol aroi lekozer bar avonim, and therefore it's mutter mitzad covered abrius. Gemara says mishum covered, and the place can say mishum covered abrius. Now this case of moving the racks, the chumah there are two cases: moving the racks, are the racks mukso and you have to mitzad covered abrius, or the racks you miyach for the base of kisei. And we're only discussing case of oil aroi. Kamal Mishnah Brua brings down the El Rabba, brings down the Yamshu Shloimo, and says the racks over here are miyuchid; they're not mukso. Why not? He brings out Yesh Erem Daf Moya Avonim Uchonim Mekfar Lezeh. The Lav Hochi Lo Hoter Isra Muksa B'Shul Zeh Lo Metzino Hoter El Lekinuach. There's no heter till to Muksa, only Lekinuach. Be Metal to Muksa, not Lekinuach. There's no heter. Mishibur B'Loshin Yesh Erem from the Yom Shul Shloimo. That means the Gemara is saying can move these Avonim. Why? To sit down upon yourself is only the Miyachad. Not Miyachad, you can't. That means what you have to do? You'd have to do it standing up. I call you Hezik, the Gemara says, I call you Taktonius. So what? Taktonius, what can you do? There's no heter to move muksim to cover the bris only when the kinuach, otherwise other cases not that way. Now based upon this chiddush, make two cases. Last time we were giving the chabur on the case of cover the bris, Mamash that Shabbos, I went to Reuben in the shul, I went to use Beis HaKisei, and the toilet seat broke off. It was broken. So what I do? I went to Reuben, I asked him, Maisa, can I put it back on? Can I use it? So he came along and he told me, Al Shem Yitakel. And I said, Zabaya. Now, I asked him if so, so I have to tell people over there that, no, they can't use a bathroom stall. And the Chod is an Isser. So he said, no, you have to go tell people. I'm not sure exactly why not, but that's what he told me. And I said, is that the halacha or not? So I said, among the Svarim, the Shemir Shabbat, the Chodeshani says you can take the thing and put it straight down on top of it. No problem. They hold it's putting on top is not really connecting it, just using it on top. They say it's no Isser. Atzal Hasheni, Rav Neventzel, L'Sham Nisin, and others, the Shabbos home goes at Shem Yitaka. It's up and says Shem Yitaka. Now, for a long time it bothered me, they're coming along from a Sugar Shem Yitaka, put it on, put it out, not put it on top of it. The Chod before Shem Mishnah, then Chod, it's Muksa. The Mishnah by Asim Kufchal, Beis and Beis, the Mishnah discusses when the door came off the house. The Gemara says it's Muksa. Why? Because Das is a bias. Rashi learns the reason because it's not a Kli. The Rambam learns because it's not Mukhul and Totul. The toilet seat that comes off from the toilet is Mamash a case of Das is a bias. And before Shem Mishnah, whether they broke on Erev Shabbos, whether they broke on Shabbos, it's Muksa. The black white Mishnah, that's Muksa. So why in the world the Svam come along with Tad Shem Yitaka? I don't know. Lechor, it's Mamash a Mishnah that's saying it's a case of Muksa. And therefore, we're not care if you take care of the Klal of Shem Yitaka. Let's say, not Uman or the screw is lost. Lechor, you'll have no heter. Maestro Archa Shabbos now came out, Perk Yitess. He says, you have a problem with Shem Dalsa Zabayis. Lucha Muksa, Shem Yitaka, since you have a problem with Tad Dalsa Zabayis. Mamash is Muksa. No, Tana is not Mokho, but it's Mokho, but it's Mokho, but it's Kak, it's Dalsa Zabayis. Tana is Kak, it's Metatlan.
No, you connect it to the ground.
Except
Kiel,
they connect
the ground.
No, those Tana, I don't know which, the Gemara's case, Tana allowed Dalsa connect to the ground. Which is the Gemara's Tana is connected. In Sif, there is a case where it's connected to the ground by Shem Yitaka, by Kiro. There's a case, sorry, by Kisa Kalem, that sometimes it's connected, not always connected.
The Gemara's connected, it's
Mokho. Who says so?
Connected to the ground?
We said not Dalsa Bayis.
Because the difference is in the ground, sticking out
of
the ground.
That, yeah, but you're taking two sugars and putting them together. Who says the one in and above the ground?
So
that Kisa
Kalem.
No, who says that's the case of Shem Yitaka? Two different sugars, right?
No, saying Dalsa Bayis, saying I'm Shem Yitaka. I'm saying off Muksa.
Yeah, Dalsa Bayis is
Muksa. So why is Dalsa Bayis? Why is Dalsa Kalem?
No, there it has basically the made to come off and on fully, right?
That's made to come off. It's
not attached.
That's not attached, just
isn't it?
Right. This is attached, physically attached. It's almost like a door. Right. An oven, no, by the oven, the case where the basic heater made it physically come attached, there's no tear. The case by the doorway house, you have hinges and made it, not made to come off. Because the toilet is mechubel karka.
I'm saying you connect the ground also with the
toilet. No, the only one has the basic heater, no hinges to it. This has hinges to it. This is a mamash has hinges. So the shell is what to do in such a case where they broke off the toilet seat. So in the case where I was, Maisa five other stalls, you have no heter. No heter cover the beers. Maisa, if you think about it, let's say there's only one of the stalls, only one to use is that one. Maisa, you have a heter to put it on the cover the beers. So first, Matthias wise, is that cover the beers because you don't want to sit on the ceramic that's a little bit cold? Is it because it makes you feel echoed or because it's just not comfortable? Just want to practically, first of all. What? Fine, so wipe it off. Wipe it off. Well, let's say you make it oyster. You be metal to muks. You have a head inside covered the beers. Is it covered the beers or not? That's one Shiloh. You can argue the point. Some people say it's just cold, not comfortable. What would you do in your house if it broke off? What would you do? And it's not, you don't have the toilet seat around. What would you do? Excuse me, what would you do? Think about that. Now, if you tell you won't, it will bother you because for echoes, cover the beers. You say it bothers you because it's cold, so what? Fine, but let's assume it is covered with beers, because some people will say it is, some people say it's not. So it depends upon the person. Yeah, fine, but still you feel it. Depends who you are, depends on the person. Yeah, no, it depends. Some people will be covered with beers, some people won't. I can
that other people see.
In this case, Kinoa, no one else sees. No one sees it. A lot of times a person will see. The case of making this avonim over here by Oil Arai, no one will see. All right, the mice is do it standing up, do it sitting down, no one's going to see. Right, so it's not called a beast, do it standing up. Right, no one's going to see, but still you have a head to. So the first of the mice, number one is, Yesh line is covered the beast in such a case, putting the seat back down. That's number one. Number two is, the mice is saying, the whole head is tilted to Muk, says what? The kinuach. And this is, not the kinuach. The Mishabu is being chosh, you have no head to move it. Let's see, it was covered the beast. Mishabu bring down the Yam Shalom, you have no head to move the toilet seat. Oh, so come look. So look, you have a kash over here. Well, obviously, kash. The Gemara over here is saying that to pick your teeth, it's also mitzvah mukh, so why should you prepare it the day before? Mashiach, you go to your friend's house, Mishabu Magavram says you have a right to go take mukhs and pick your teeth. Chutz before Shigamaro, and Mishmu himself passed away, and Magavram himself passed away, Shidchah Beis, you have a head to pick your teeth, metal to mukhs to pick your teeth. So Tzarchlam, you have to say, that he said over here, Elikinuach, is the way as Hashem Yonison says, is tinaf on the guf, it's on the person. Tinaf on the guf came to Chazal, and they were mekel, right? They didn't forget a Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sure they didn't forget a Gemara. It's not much a black white Gemara. Elamai, the heter is the tinaf on the guf. Tinaf on the guf is whether the kenayach is atzma. Tinaf on the guf is whether they pick the meat off your teeth. That's where the Chazal gave you a heter. It's on the guf of the person. Otherwise, Tom, you want to move the toilet seat to put down because you want to sit down. Even it's covered to be, it's called Mishnah Berurah saying you have no heter. Take another case based upon this. You have these toilet dispensers, the soap dispensers inside your toilet bowl. Now, first, what the halacha in that case is, when you learn Tzaveh, where my colleagues are Paiskim, but Ikka the Paiskim once say, Maisa, it's, you cannot do it on Shabbos when it's blue, Mitzat Tzaveh. What's a colorful thing? It's a gracious Nichle, we have Itzad, Cholbach, Rabbonim, maybe the Raisa, to have these blue dispensers inside. What you should do, you should remove it before Shabbos. Let's say you forgot to remove it before Shabbos. What exactly to do? So, first, again, those who want Taino, just use it there. Why? Mishnah Allah is not true about it. He wants to say, it's not even, it's no problem. You're allowed to use it. He says, Kavavirus, you want to say it's not even Moksha, no problem to use it at all. But let's say you hold it, is myself, us to use it on Shabbos. What to do? So come over to Avni Ashpon, and really get to Valdol the Shiloh. What Moksha is it? Is it Klishul Makhla? Is there a Moksha Makhla Skufai? Which Moksha? So really, by every bar of soap, what Moksha is it? Klishul Makhla Is there? Or Moksha Makhla Skufai? So we went through a Machloikis. I have no idea, Kilo, your Moshe wants to say Muxa Machmas Kufay, others want to say it's category 2, Simcha Bono wants to say it's Klisha Machmas Lisser. Come on to Avni Ashman, he says it's Klisha Machmas Lisser. So you want to know what to do? Take your hand, pick it up, and take it out. Why? You need this Siddur Tzarech Mekoymai, because you cannot use a Mokum, you can't floss without taking it out. So he says, no problem, just take it out. Lishitasei, because he called it Klisha Machmas Lisser.
Fine.
No, there's Abtezek. Here, not Abtezek, here, you cannot use a Mokum. This is like taking the tefillin out for doing tashmish. That's what it's like. So come now, first of all, those holes, it's not, you're allowed to use it, no problem. Those holes, you cannot use it, maybe klish mach lisser. Now let's assume it's mukhs mach l'skufay, like the other place you want to say. So what you do, should you take it out mitzah covered abiyas, or leave it in a flush mitzah covered abiyas? Come on the chodesh shani, time is, that since leaving it in, it's not mitzkayim the tzveya, it's only dinder rabbanon. It says, shev atayis odof, and it says, don't take it out. Just flush. I myself even stood up on the fine covered abrius. I can leave this covered abrius. Fine, that's what he says. He says not to take it out. The Kintori Balacha says, depends on whose house you're in. In your own house, you want to sign as deraisa, nichle. You want to sign in a different person's house, it's a gresh lo nichle. He says also flush. You're up on it, also make a. The Rosh Hashanah comes along and says what you should do. He says, kick it out with your foot, tell the begufay, go get chaznish, which the police can go, baker, to kick it out with foot. He says, you cannot kick it out with your foot, he says, take it out with your hand. Now, look what the Mishabua says. That you cannot be metal to mukso, only the kinua. And the chor, take out with your hand, is going against this mishabua, which is chosh for. Now he does not bring down this mishabua, does not discuss the mishabua. Chor, take it out with your hand, the chor, what you should not do. Chor, kibishabua. Oh, so only shayla is maybe the reason why I can take it out with your hand, because maybe it's klish mach to lisser, maybe etzim is mutter, but he didn't go this way. He just went, why cover bis is mutter. So me and you maybe have a bunch of stuff to take them out, which or fine, can sign. You can tell them about them, it's not much, you'll use it. You can tell me it's klisha mach lisser, those hold klisha mach lisser, simple one holds that way. But once you hold not the way, l'chor, the Aruch Shabbos himself should not give this heter. But me and you maybe we have this heter in a chalami. L'chor, what a person should do practically, if it's possible, you should kick it out with your foot, if it's possible. L'chor, then tell the mungsu begufay, a maisa b'ikir 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 b'ikir. If not, maybe it's better shev al taisa, and just to flush it, do a b'shinoi, and then it's only a case of a gromo. So then what you should do is this flush with the shinoi, and therefore it's a case of Rabbanu for sure. It comes down only, even maybe it's bit of a maya, it's only a case of a gromo. Comes down, therefore that's what you should do in such a case. Another case, again, the case of mukso, by mukso machmas, by covered abrius. Let's say you have no tissues. What to do? To use toilet paper. So first, what is toilet paper? Is it mukso or not mukso? Is it mukso or not? So you already mentioned this when you learn the sugi mukso machmas kufoi. Numerous achronim say it's not mukso. You have to rip it to get to make it usable. Why? That's called a shtamshus. It's a complete product. You bought it as is. The only reason why you're ripping it is called using it. The way you use it is lekanech yourself. The Chaim Kanievsky was real and Aruch Shabbos. They want to say it's not mukhs at all. So, no, you don't have to rip it. You can use it without ripping it. So first, before you get to ripping it or not, is it mukhs or not? Half the swarm went, it's not mukhs. Atah Sheni, What? No, the ik of tashmish is not to use the kaneach. The way to do it is by ripping. Ik and rov the kaneach. The way to it is by ripping. That is Val Mashal mentioned last time. How do you look at the sefers? Avada bottle that you connect is not to the roi. It's muksamach maskuv for you. But here it is roi. What is ripping? Is that a shdamshus? Or it's not the gemara of the product. If it's not the gemara of the product, it's not a muksamach maskuv for you. If it's a shdamshus, it's klisha bach leheter. No, it's not a kilo. It's only got swallowed up, you throw it out. That's mamish real quick. Mamish is real quick. The ma'aseh among the swarm, half go one way, half go another way. Ma'aseh, it's svara, I personally hear more like you, as most machmas kufoy, because you have to rip it till you use it. Fine, but ma'aseh, the swarm goes chetzi chetzi. Is it klish machmas lehetu, or is it most machmas kufoy? No, they need to get to cover the beer, so what about, we're talking about the alochavi and sif aleph, what about mitzad ha'tzah, taking something out? Is a mutter or osir. So mitzad going from a kamlish which is a yochid is machleik shushainim. The ma'aser of the way how the mishabua paskins at the end being done the eliravo. He says the ik is a kamlish to which is a yochid the ma'aser is mutter. However, he says only in the case where it's the kol adeis. So everyone agrees. If not, you have tachlu reso. For example, he says let's say it's a kamlish and that will kol adeis for the kamlish. Some shi'as hold it's a case of which is rabim. That means you have placed less than 600,000. Some Rishonim say it's just Rabim, some Rishonim say it's just a Yochid, or Kamelis. What's the law in that case? The Mishavua says, since you have Tachli Reyeso, you'll have to be maximum in such a case. Why the Mishavua says, bring down, let's say you have a base of Kisei for yourself. So Mishavua brings down Machloikis before an El Rabba versus Magad Avram. Over here he said, Avadi have to be Machmer. Why? Tachli Reyeso. Two is over here to be Machmer. That might be the case of Kamelis versus Yochid. It says also the that Torah, the Masham, who are then from Shus Yochid to Shus Yochid, Dech Shus Rabim is also a case of the opponent. Also, you have a head of covered abrius. Void the Primogon says, lad after those two cases, even pockets, medal, amas, also you have a head of. Why? What is right? The Gemara's case is to moving the racks. Mishmuah says, Rashi, what's the case of moving the racks? Rashi says, less than dal amas. So the Primogon, less than dal amas, is more to all cases in the Shusarab. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi means pockets, medal, amas. So just a case that I saw with my own eyes, my brother, when he was a young kid, we're crossing Osher Parkway, I live right there, and he got into Pemphret, he sat down in the middle of Osher Parkway. That's the rice of the color days, Mommy Osher Parkway. The mice said, what to do in such a case? And I live my mice right there, and I ever see kids coming out of a shul by tank to cross the street, they won't get the pekala, they had a Pemphret, they would sit down in Osher Parkway. The mice said, what do you do in such a case? So you have a head of cover the priest, so without giving out the head of Chaynois to the Atzmoim. Come along the island, they say, oh, very simple, pachas pachas. They have a push, they have to cover the priest. It's a very embarrassing thing to have a kid sit down. And all the guys in the cars are honking. Move your kid. Get out. What are these things on the street for? Avad is mutat kavod abrius. Avad a person can move it. Not a problem. Void a similar case of the alfed saw. Since the other is crossing a wing, hearing aids on Shabbos. He wants to even on Shabbos muksa, which he says is not. Even as muksa, he said, when a person calls you and you don't respond and he sees you deaf, and God will cover the abrius means dead. And the person thinks you're deaf. You can't hear them. You think you're shaito. He says, even if it's muksa, which God says not, he has 10 reasons why his mice is mutter. He says, even if you want to say it is muksa and it shall have it, even Nachum Machmir, he still says, we'll have a word on Shabbos, we'll have muksa Shabbos. You know why? It's covered up here. Another case, Sabina now Mitzah covered up here, negated to specifically Chashmal, newest interesting cases, is first of all, let's say you're in a hospital and you have to go to the Beis HaKisei. Can you ring the nurse? So, Sedesh Shmir Shabbos. Maestro, you can do it tiltil klachiyat, makes a case to Rabbanon, and says, Echanami, even though the light will go on, Maestro is covered, because you have to go to the basic kisei. A case where sometimes people get stuck in is, let's say you go into a phone booth, you have to make a phone call, Mitzab Koch Nefesh. You want to get out of the phone booth. What happens? The light will go on and off. Or you're in front of the urinals in some hotels, and also you have the motion sensor over there, and you walk away, all of a sudden it flushes. What do you do on Shabbos? Do you have to stay there all Shabbos or not? So it's brought down by the Shemir Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down the Mir Lanochi. First they say, in front of the censors, put a rack there, they tell you, or tell the guy to stand there, you walk away, and the guy's like, what do you want from me? So what? The guy walks away. The guy can do whatever he wants, you don't get that much. That's the age they say. But let's say there is no guy, there is no rack, says the Shlomo Zalman, if a guy sees you standing there for 20 hours straight on Shabbos, it's very embarrassing in front of the urinals. Being inside a phone booth in the middle of the street is very embarrassing with the head of covered abrius. Echanami can go out, but you always have a tziruf. In the case of Chashmal, only case of Drabonim. So if you have a tziruf, Drabonim will cover the abrius, that's why the Bikr the Poshkim are making. Nicola Chachila? I'm not sure what you're saying. We'll get more cases. Another case is called, let's say by Sherry Brock, his light goes out. And it's beginning the meal, and it's like this room, and no windows. Exactly what to do. So come along the Emil Anochi and says, with its first we'll have a sif of the Balitim, we'll come Oinig, Shabbos, that you can help do it. Or I said, oh, it's covered up Rias, you have a Shalom Zocher, or you have a Sherev Brach, the Bar Mitzvah, you have 50 people, and Mamash begin the meal, it's pitch black, not by dessert. It's a lot of people. Some people would say it's not covered up Rias. Depends who you are, masking. But most people, I assume, you spend a lot of money, time, effort, and energy, and people are very embarrassed the lights are off. And look, there's a head to put on, go tell Goy to go put on Shabbos. However, let's say you want to put the light on in the bathroom. So they have a tshuva to Shagam Meir. They ask the guy, can you go, yes, the Shagam Meir, can you go ask a person, go put on the light in the bathroom, you attack over the Brias. So he says, do you know how to do it by heart? So you thought you do, most people do. So what cover the Brias is to put the lights on? Just go and use the bathroom. Who is to put on the lights? Can we connect yourself without, you know, do it, can we get without the lights on? The main shaila is the case of ripping toilet paper. What happens if you go to the Beis Akise? There are tissues and toilet paper, a lot of used tissues. Let's say there's no tissues, there's no toilet paper, or there is toilet paper, but my said smokes. Let's say all the smokes. What's new in that case? So first, I'll ask you a question. What happens if no tissues and no toilet paper? What exactly would the person do? At 3 in the morning, you go to your bathroom and you see there's nothing there. What would you do? So I ask my kids on Shabbos. One kid said very simple. I'll yell, Mommy! But now what would you do? What would you do in such a case? One kid says he used the pillowcase. Fine, another kid says he used an undershirt. What would you do? Now, if that's so, let's clarify Shiloh. You have a choice using a pillowcase or undershirt. What is the heter of now using moksa? Since the cloud, the kal tchilo, using a pillowcase or undershirt is a mice not moving moksa. You want to use toilet paper, which I think is moksa machmas gufoy. What is the heter to use toilet paper against using your undershirt or your pillowcase? So, step by step. And they didn't have in the bathroom. They didn't have a smart tutim. If they had ichlami, maybe they have to. So maybe they would have to. Maybe they would have to. Ichlami. So, first, come on the svarim. They discuss by case of a bathroom. Numa svarim. I saw like 7-8 different svarim. And first of all, you go to the bathroom. What to do? The first say, use water without anything. Just use your hands and use water. And all that. I saw even one same said, I don't understand. Even during the week, I always use water without tissues. It's fine. Maybe there are those people who are not for echoed by it. Me personally, a lot of people are for echoed, and I think that ace of using water, if he is not covered up yes, you don't mind. Echlam, you have no heter. You have no heter to use toilet paper if you echlam to use water. But I assume most people here are for echoed. We are Americans. We're all spoiled. Fine, mice for echoed, who you have to be inside covered up yes. But mice, let's take a case. Going to your neighbor, we already said the from the Shlomo Zalman, that you will not have to go to your neighbor. Why you might be in the covered up yes. But let's take use a undershirt or a case of a pillow or blanket. What you have to use a chur toilet paper. Chur, the reason why is katayna, two reasons. One is katayna, that using an undershirt, you're only using it because why? Because you have nothing else to use, and back to me, it's disgusting. How can you use an undershirt? Forget, what would you do with the undershirt after Shabbos? I would throw my undershirt out. But some people might actually wash it. It's disgusting. That itself is a son of covered abyss. It's aleph. Bishukul adas, I think using a undershirt, that itself can hear covered abyss. Void at halacha moksa, it's called a mistake. I don't want to give this aid, so. The law is to take your shirt to wipe up a spill on Shabbos soda. It's also as kudu klima chole. It's a muksa. The chur to take your undershirt to use a pillowcase. You're even it's a muksa anyway. So once you're even it's a muksa, might as well use the toilet paper, not your undershirt. Well, anyway, you're even it's a muksa, but the klima chole. Okay, anyway, you're not even muksa. You're mavata klima. It's no muksa. Maybe even the boyna and say so over. But it's a bit of klima chole. The mice, the eight of the place can say before you get to ripping it is a. Everything the chur agrees is that what you should do is use the toilet paper without ripping it. There's no reason to rip. Just take, pull, and use a wipe. Why rip for? Elamai, come to the chur, the shani says, if it's in your own house, no kalabias, just leave it that way. If it's a public house, he says, ekonami, then flush, bishinoi, in the case of grandma. But then you should do it. Why? You should do it in the case of a shina, and inside the flushing shabai. But everything the chur agrees, you should not rip it. You're doing a maisa kreya, machatik, misake mono. From the right of metal to muksa. What you should do is the chur, you should use it without ripping it. Very simple. Now let's say you cannot. Let's say you have to go somewhere and bring it from the outside in the shul, from the ripping the tissues, bring it inside. Fine, come on the place. Besides the problem of muksa, your problem of kureya, machatech, and misakimono. Mishbu over here says, what's a loch and simishin your base? He says, I ain't simishin mem. Over there in Simon Shemem, it says you're even Issa Deraisa when you rip toilet paper to use. Again, you're even Idem Sakurea, Machatek, and Masakimono. Those are three from Deraisa. Come on to the place, and they say, what do it? Do a Bishinoi. Shinoi makes the Rabban, cover the beast and motor. And this is where all the plashim are against the Arlet Tzim. Arlet Tzim says you can't do a b'shinoi. He said because ik is a deraisa, and shinoi ma'isa would not help. Ma'isa, again, all this from going out the way, they sign up, they had to meet that shinoi, and therefore you should do it with the case of a shinoi to rip the case of a toilet paper. Now you should try, when you rip toilet paper, not do it on the dotted lines, mitzad mechatech shuvoi. Once you're not miskave, it's not mistake ratio, there's no problem mitzad mechatech. I can tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, be the Indian of Bechaz Koinim negate the Yisraelim, what the Yisraelim have to do.
You said it's been enough to flush it to the friends, right? Three stories, Lahara? Three. Always makes me a mind. Just figure this out.